Hello, my name is Michelle, and I'm coming to you on Pastor Lomo's radio program to read to you the messages and the literature that the Lord is continuing to give him while he's there in prison. As many of you know, he's currently in prison on false charges, and we're fully believing the Lord that he's going to deliver him, and we're continuing on with the work. And the piece of literature that we're going to be reading today is The Devil Talks to the Lord and the Lord Answers Him. These tracts and literature are very powerful, very uplifting, so we want to make sure that they're being shared with the world. The volume is volume 15100. If you want to call our 24-hour witnessing line to request any of this literature, please do so. We'll be very happy to hear from you. We're going to ask the Lord to bless the reading of this literature and bless this radio program. Lord, we thank you so much that you've given us this opportunity, Lord, that you have not left us, that you've continued to be with us throughout this trial and this tribulation, Lord. We know because your word promises that you would never leave us or forsake us if we don't leave you or forsake you. Lord, but you also promise that if we do leave or forsake you, you will forsake us. Father God, thank you, Jesus, that you have given Pastor Lomo the strength to continue on through this horrible, horrible time. Lord, that you've continued to bless this ministry and allowed us to continue on, Father. Lord Jesus, bless this radio program, bless the reading of the literature, bless the songs, bless the responses, bless everything that we do here today, Lord. We ask you to take over this radio program and let it be to the winning of souls. Lord, for this is all to your glory and for the establishing of your kingdom here on this earth, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for we know that without you we are nothing, but through you we can conquer all and we can do all things. In the name of Jesus, we've asked all of this. Amen. Now for our song, I'd like to play for you Kenny Rogers singing In the Sweet By and By. I've always loved the old standard gospel hymns. I don't think there's anything that compared to them. So here you go, Kenny Rogers In the Sweet By and By. Praise the Lord. That song is such a comfort to me, because everything that this church has gone through, them trying to take our children from us because we would dare to preach the gospel and preach the whole word of God, that we're so bold to stand up for the truth. Many of the families have had to separate and leave our church property for the safety of their children. And it's been very hard for some of us, well, all of us, but it's a promise that we're all going to meet together in the kingdom of heaven very soon. And we have that to look forward to, along with everything else, all the other wonderful things that we're going to experience in the kingdom of heaven. It's going to make everything so worth it that we're going through now. Okay, so now we're going to have some responses from the literature that people, and these responses that are coming in, they're recent responses. They're responses people are still writing to us. We're still getting responses from the literature that Pastor Lama has been writing. So this church is continuing on, and this is one thing that's proof of it.
This first one is translated from Spanish. It came from Chile. It says, "My brethren, along with sending you greetings, I wish you the richest blessings, and at the same time informing you that on behalf of you, the material arrived. It is a tremendous blessing to us to be able to count on these materials. You don't know the way we work with everything you send us. And well, at the same time, we're asking again for more material. You may not believe it, but a small box of material lasts us 2 days because they're all distributed. Also, we have given away the Bibles to those who truly have given themselves to our God, and now they attend our church here in Chile. My brethren, truly my gratitude toward you is immense, because you don't know how it helps us. We are letting you know that everyone in the church here in Chile is praying for all of you, the ministry, and especially for our pastor, Tony Alamo, believing that our God will know how to do his work and miracles in him. I will comment on one thing. I work in a prison in my country, and I feel and know what it is like to be in prison. That is why I put myself in the place of my pastor. But I know that our God has them under his powerful wings that shield those who fear Jehovah. This is why I ask you for these materials, because I have the ease of bringing them into the prison of my work and thus evangelize. Well, I have also seen that you sometimes ship t-shirts. If you're able, I have brethren within the prison who say that they would wear them and be very happy to do so. Also, so that everyone may know that our God is a powerful God who, even in the desert of our lives, is with those who are deprived of freedom. His powerful moves within this place, which is not very pleasant. Until later, I dismiss myself, your brother in Christ, Elias Mancilla Sanchez, Puerto Montt, Chile." Praise the Lord. Everything that these people get, Pastor Lamo makes sure that it's sent out free of charge. He says, "I received salvation free, and I won't charge for the gospel." It all goes out free of charge. And in today's world, you don't see that ever that I know of. This next one reads, "Dear treasured friend, Pastor Tony Lamo, warm Christian greetings to you. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I am glad and happy to tell you that above all other literature, books, I am more interested in your books, newsletters, etc. What God-inspired books! I want to assure you that after going through some of your books, including The Messiah, which I have been borrowing from friends here in Kenya, I came to understand clearly the messages, and I have really seen its significance. What a blessing it would be if we could receive these materials. We share Bibles, books, newsletters, etc., with as many people as possible here in our library. I beseech you to try and send 24 copies of your English Bibles and 24 copies of your book, The Messiah. Already 24 Muslims have been converted and have joined our church just after going through some of your books and The Messiah. Praise the Lord. I know these materials are very costly, but we would be very grateful to you if you could look for a sponsor for us so that we could acquire these books on time. Below, please find a list of 24 Muslims who have already joined our church after reading your books and also listening to your teachings through Radio Africa. Lastly, we conclude by extending our sincere greetings to all the staff of your ministry. We are praying that all of us will remain faithful to God, so that at the last we will meet Jesus and walk the golden sea of glass and sing the song of Moses. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, may the Lord richly bless you and reward you in all you do. In Christ's eternal life, Pastor E.O., Eldoret, Kenya, Africa. Praise the Lord. These brothers are so sincere. This next one reads, Dear Pastor Tony, greeting comes to you in name of our Jesus Christ. How are you doing? I hope that it's always my purpose of writing you this letter is to let you know about me. I am Ibrahim by name, and I was a Muslim. My handwork is building. So one day, Pastor Joshua came to me and gave me job for plastering in the branch of your church here in Godo. Then Pastor Joshua continued talking to me about the Lord. Then I now give my soul to Christ to be my personal Savior, and my wife too. So we are now members in branch of your church. So I am the person in that picture designing the cross that Brother Sharpston sent you after receiving Christ. I go through your literature. I understand that you are the only pastor that is preaching. What proceeded out of your mouth is why the world and the people of the world hate you. The day that I received Jesus, I went back to my house, and my father put me out of his house. Pastor Joshua from your church helped me out. I need 4 Bibles, 2 for me and my wife, and 2 for my friends, and 1 t-shirt, white, size medium, also 1 pack of literature. So God bless you for the works you have been doing all over the world. Yours in Christ, Ibrahim Garba, Kaduna, Nigeria. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, that's one thing that you cannot change. It's just oil and water just don't mix. The people of this world just hate Christ in people that have given themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Bible promises that if any man lives godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution. So if you're not being persecuted, ask yourself why. We thank God from these responses from around the world. And if you have a response or a request for literature at the end of this broadcast, we're going to give you all kind of different ways to reach us, and all your requests will be met in full, free of charge.
Now, I'd like to say before I continue on that, as many of you know, Pastor Lomo's in prison on false charges, and this does not come as a surprise to any of us because the Lord warns us that this is going to happen right before he comes back. And I'd like to read a scripture in Luke chapter 21, starting with verse 12. It says, "Before all these things," talking about the second coming of Christ, "they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. So Pastor Lamo has used this as a way of getting to many people, even in the prison system. There's been people who have been getting saved because he's constantly, everywhere he goes, preaching the gospel. And he's a testimony, a very shining testimony of a person who's got God living in him. He eats, sleeps, and breathes the gospel. He says, "And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you they shall cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls." So Tony's always said that he's very proud to be a part of a very elite group of people who have been to prison for the gospel's sake, like Jeremiah, like Paul, like Jesus himself. So I'd like to share with you a song. It's called "The Midnight Cry."
Of a mighty rushing wave, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet.
Now I'm going to read to you the newsletter called The Devil Talks to the Lord and the Lord Answers Him by Pastor Tony Alamo. The devil talks to God and God talks back to him. God sometimes answers his prayers, requests, as in the case of Job. For you deceived people today who don't believe anyone is perfect, God said that Job was perfect and upright, one that feared God and hated evil. Job chapter 1 verse 1. Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He was very rich, the greatest of all the men of the East. Job worshipped God and prayed to God continually, without ceasing. Job chapter 1 verse 5. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord spoke unto him, saying unto him, Whence comest thou? Where are you coming from? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. In other words, from doing whatever I well please in the world, causing everyone in the world as much trouble as possible, tempting them, because they are all sinning and need to be condemned to the lake of fire with me. The Lord continued the conversation with Satan by saying, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and hates evil? Quote, Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for no reason? The devil began talking to God again, more than most professing Christians talk to God. If the Lord hears the devil and talks with him, what's wrong with you? Satan said, You have blessed Job and put a hedge around everything that he has on every side. You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face. Quote, The Lord answers the devil's prayer. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only upon himself put not forth your hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, then wiped out everything Job had, his children, his livestock, everything. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. That's Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 12 and 20 through 22. After all this testing, Job was given much more from God. But look what happened when Satan prayed to God and got an answer. What would happen if Christians would pray as commanded without ceasing? Another part of the Word of God which tells us that Satan, the devil, prays without ceasing is in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Quote, For the accuser of our brethren is cast down out of heaven, which accused them before our God day and night. Verse 11 tells us how to overcome the accuser. Quote, And they, we, overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by staying sin free, and by the word of our testimony, which word tells us to pray at least as much as Satan. Pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. If God talks to the devil, and he does, he will talk to you. Jesus commands, pray always, Luke 21, 36. He starts out by saying, quote, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch you therefore and pray always, like Satan the devil, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. That's Luke chapter 21, verses 33 through 36. Hebrews 11:6 says, quote, But without faith it is impossible to please him, God, For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, even as Satan does. Quote, the devils also believe and tremble, James 2:19. And that he, God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But not Satan. He has blasphemed the Holy Spirit and will spend eternity in the lake of fire. One of the many great promises of God is that if he hears and answers Satan, it's for sure he will hear you and me and answer you and me and anyone who will call upon him. God says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3. I'm sure you must have questions you would like answered. You will get them answered if you diligently seek him through his word. He will be found of you. The promise is to those who diligently seek him, though, at least as diligently as the devil goes after you to send your soul to hell and to the lake of fire with him. The Apostle Peter warns everyone, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour. He sees if you're not praying as he does. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9. Jesus also is a lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah, Revelation chapter 5, verse 5. He created Satan, defeated him, and shall send him into the lake of fire forever. Don't ever forget God. It would be to your own hurt. God says, offer unto me thanksgiving, and pay your vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what have you to do to declare my statutes, or that you should take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you? When you saw a thief, then you consented with him and have been partakers with adulterers. You gave your mouth to evil and your tongue framed deceit. You sat and spoke against your brother. You slandered your own mother's son. These things have you done, and I kept silence. You thought that I was altogether such a one as yourself, but I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Keep the commandments, pray always, and let your soul be saved. Start out by saying this prayer. Now, in reading that, I was reminded of something that I read this morning in James chapter 5, verses 10 through 11, that really encouraged me, so I wanted to go ahead and share it with you. It says, take my brethren the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord. So we already know from Job's example and from many other examples in the Bible exactly what the Lord's going to do. God put those testimonies in there to encourage us, to show us he doesn't change. He doesn't think differently from one time to the next. He's the same God. All we have to do is keep on going, keep on keeping on, and God is going to turn things around for us. He is going to move, but only for those of us who continue on. As long as we're continuing on, continuing with his work. Now I want to quickly go back to chapter 2 of James, and we'll start from verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man may say he hath faith, and have not works? Can faith save him? No, it can't. It's not enough. So we'll skip down to verse 17. Faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Verse 19. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. So right there it says that even Satan trembles at God. There are very few people in this world today who tremble at God because they've been fed their whole life in these churches, these God is love messages. They don't even know God's personality. They don't know it like Satan knows it. Even Satan trembles at God, and we're commanded to tremble and to fear God. The Apostle Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Now, this is the part that reminded me of the parents who have lost their children and made a stand and continued serving the Lord. Verse 21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? So some people would say that's asking too much. God asked Abraham to offer his son upon an altar, and he was going to do it. So that reminds me of these parents. You know, some people might say that's asking too much to stay in the church and continue in the church where the Lord called you, where the Lord showed you that you needed to stay. And stay there and not leave and get your children. They're standing and they're believing the Lord that they're going to get their children back. Because God's got far more power than this wicked one world government. All he has to do is speak the word and it's done. Just like Abraham, he was going to offer his son up, and the Lord said, okay, no more. I believe you. I see now that you love me more than your own son. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So these parents are believing God, that he's going to return their children to them because they did not put their children before him. Praise the Lord. So now I'm going to read to you the newsletter by Pastor Lomo. It is easy to tell when the Lord is coming back to earth. It's volume 14600. God has given us an easy way to know the generation of the second coming to the earth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, God's word tells us no man knows the exact day or hour. However, Jesus told us of a series of events that would take place in the very generation when the end of the world would come to pass. Everyone in the world at this time would be able to see and experience the soon second coming of the Lord Jesus to the world. Matthew chapter 24. The Lord would never leave us without the knowledge of the time of his approximate second coming, any more than he would have allowed the world population on the other side of the flood to not have the knowledge of the approximate time of the big flood. Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 13 states, quote, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, just as it is today, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." This sort of relentless, seemingly uncontrollable fantasizing, filthy dreaming, is being repeated today, magnified millions of times because of electronic devices and mass communication. "And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace, power in the eyes of the Lord." Quote, "Noah, like Job, was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. This is another sign. The violence today is millions of times worse because of modern technology. China has hundreds of nuclear warheads, which could destroy much of the world, as do Russia, North Korea, and a host of other countries. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. Do you believe that God is looking upon us today? He surely is. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. God told Noah to make an ark, then gave him the instructions on how to build it. Anyone who would be saved from the big flood had to be on the ark, just as everyone who will be in heaven must be in Jesus. The ark was a type of Jesus. We must, by the Spirit, be in him, and he, by the Spirit, must be in us. John 15, verses 4 through 7. 17 verses 20 through 23. Noah preached that it would be the end of all flesh as soon as the ark was finished, But people mocked him and scoffed at his words, even as they were seeing the completion of the ark, the sign of the times. God let people know what was coming through Noah's preaching and by the progress of the building of the ark. They didn't listen, and all of them were destroyed. Genesis chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. All of them. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, God foretold how many years it would be before he destroyed all flesh and the earth itself. The earth was far more beautiful before the flood. And the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years." We are able to see that the Lord gave everyone in those days many signs so that they could tell when the end of their time was at hand. Even though we don't know the exact time and hour, we do know the generation, which is today's generation. Matthew 24, verses 34 through 36. Now I'm going to read that. "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." There were over 300 signs of the first advent of our Lord and Savior's incarnation, so we could know when the real Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us, would appear. There was no mistaking who he was and is, and that he is soon to come again. The first coming of Jesus was very predictable, just as his second coming is very predictable. The wise men and the shepherds who came to the birth of Jesus not only knew the signs of the times, but they were able to know the signs of the times when he would arrive. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Quote, "The disciples of Jesus came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. This is the utmost warning." In other words, watch out for today's world government, media, and false churches, as well as the billions of people who have been deceived by them. Don't listen to them. Maybe you expect to see false prophets coming out of the churches. No, no, not only them. Take heed that no man deceive you. True, many say they are Christ, and many say they are hearing from Christ. Quote, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars," Jesus says. "See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Here is one sign. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines." This is a sign which is happening. "And pestilences, which is all manner of sicknesses and diseases. This is also in great abundance. And earthquakes in different places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they, through manipulations, deliver you, my disciples, up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, because we serve him. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. This has happened so many times to me that I can't count them all. And many false prophets, liars, and those who bear false testimony, as well as false witnesses and antichrists, shall rise and shall deceive many through utilizing the news media, one world government, and churches manipulated by Rome's Vatican. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Many shall fall away from the Lord. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew chapter 24, verses 5 through 13. Lord, does this mean that if we don't endure to the end, we won't be saved? Yes. This is what he said, and it is impossible for him to lie. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. This is a truly fulfilled prophecy. Quote, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." This doesn't mean the false doctrines, the many half-truths or idolatry, such as Catholicism and other false doctrines. It means the true gospel. "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, Stay in Jesus, the Word, the Spirit. Matthew chapter 24, verses 14 through 15. The abomination of desolation is today's one world government, false church and media, all of Satan. Quote, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 through 22. Quote, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender, and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled." Matthew chapter 24, verses 32 through 34. Quote, "But as the days of Noe were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Matthew 24, 37 through 39. We will see the Lord soon. This is a promise. This is to happen before a nuclear holocaust. We don't have much longer to hold fast till he comes. Revelation 3:11. Another end time sign is that God said in the end times he would do a new thing. Isaiah 43, verse 19. 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul said, quote, "I suffer not a woman to teach." 1 Timothy 2:12. But Joel and the Apostle Peter, by the Holy Spirit, said, quote, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." All means everyone. "And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." This was a sign that we had of the end at the time of the Apostle Peter 2,000 years ago. "Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days," these last days, not like in the days of the Apostle Paul, 2,000 years ago, "both men and women on the day of Pentecost received the Holy Spirit baptism, because they tarried and sought for it. If you seek, you will find also. I will pour out my Spirit," unquote. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 29, Acts chapter 2, verses 17 through 18. The prophet Joel, speaking by the Holy Spirit, asks all of you people a question in Joel chapter 1, verse 2, regarding these last days. Quote, "Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this, these things, these signs, been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Has there ever before been a one-world government, which is the abomination that makes the world a desolation? Have you ever seen such blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? Have you ever before seen the overwhelming approval for murdering millions of babies? Have you ever before seen birth prevention passed out in public schools? Homosexuality taught in public schools? Same-sex marriages? The stealing of children from Christian parents? Have you ever before seen a total deterioration of morality as you see today? Pornography, which is concupiscence, lascivious fantasizing, filthy dreaming, lawless government, and everything that is ungodly? No, never." Yes, God is going to destroy the world and the wicked with fire. Quote, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. "He will shorten the time." Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 through 22. Christians, hang on. Jesus will be here soon. You who wish to repent of your sins so you may be delivered with us, say this prayer. Praise the Lord. Now I want to share with you Matthew chapter 24, verses 10 through 14. It says, "And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Now, that verse has always stood out to me because I knew those women who testified falsely against Pastor Lamo. I knew some of them personally, and I was pretty close to some of them. And I know that they were offended. That's why they fell away. They were offended because they wanted to hear smooth things. Pastor Lamo has never been one to hold back. He's always been very bold to speak the truth. And it offends some people who don't want to hear the truth. And I know that's what happened. They were offended. So they left. And then they began to betray us. It says they shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And if any of you women who are listening, I want you to remember back what you felt when you left the ministry and what you have become now. Verse 11, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So you got off into sin. You wanted to enjoy the things of the world for a season. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And that's what we're doing today. We're preaching the gospel. We're continuing on preaching the gospel all over the world. This is a worldwide ministry. It always has been. And we are continuing on through all of this adversity. The Bible says that we're saved by faith, but faith without works is dead. So I'm going to read this prayer. And if there's anybody out there who wants to give their life to the Lord, who wants to turn their lives around and do a work for Him, then say this prayer after me. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that He sits on the right hand of God at this moment, hearing my confession of sin and this prayer. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that You shed in my place on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will forgive my sins and save my soul. I know because Your word, the Bible, says so. Your word says that You will turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that You have heard me, and I know that You have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And I will show my thankfulness by doing as You command and sin no more. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you again for staying with us this past hour, and we invite you back again. Until next time, I would like to leave you with our information. You can write to us at Tony Lamo Christian Ministries Worldwide, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or you could call 479-782-7370, or fax to 479-782-7406. There's always someone there to answer that witnessing line. Also, you could check out our website, alamoministries.com. Again, it's very encouraging to hear from anybody who's listening to these radio programs. And we ask you to join with us and help us in spreading the gospel in these last days. Thank you. We're going to close this radio program with a song by Pastor Tony Lamo.
Father God, praise Your holy name, Father God. I thank and praise Your holy name. I never knew that You'd choose me in the last days to be the head of a worldwide work of God, preaching the gospel to hundreds of millions of people so that they could be led to glory. And they would all give glory to You, Father God. None of the glory goes to me, Father. I give all my love and my praise. To you, Father God, be the glory. And I thank you, Father God. How can I say thanks for all the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
God be the glory. Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Father God.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood, he has saved me. With his power, he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life for you, Lord. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. With his blood, he has saved me. With his power, he has raised me.
Yeah.